Well, we're now joined by Ryan Sutton, one of a number of new signings for the Bradford Bulls. Ryan, how excited are you ahead of Sunday's Challenge Cup tie against the London Broncos?
Yeah, I think, you know, pre-season's a pretty big slog. I obviously only come in pretty late, but the reason for the pre-season is to play in some competition games, and that's what we've got. We've got a really tough opponent against the London Broncos in the Challenge Cup, and we're looking forward to it. I think, you know, they've signed really well. They've signed with the, you know, the optimism to come up to Super League next year like we have this year, so it's going to be a good game, and we're really looking forward to it. It's you know, pre-season's been really good. You know, Kurt's done a really good job at recruiting, like you said, so I'm looking forward to it.
How confident are you and the team going into this game against London?
Yeah, I think you look at the Leeds game. I think we had nine first-grade players out of that team. It was competitive for 40, 50 minutes. I think that's really, really positive to the way that Kurt's gone about his recruiting and the way he plays. So we're really looking forward to it. I think, you know, like I said, pre-season at the best of times is a long period, but you need it. And we're looking forward to, you know, travelling down to London and getting a good performance in.
Sunday's going to be a special highlight for you. It will be your first competitive game for the Bradford Bulls after missing that Leeds game through illness.
It is, yeah. It's going to be my first competitive game in the first grade environment for a number of years. So I am really looking forward to it. I've finally got the fire back in the belly. It's been a tough slog over 2 years for me, and I'm really looking forward to getting out there. And, you know, wearing the badge with some pride. I think, you know, Bulls being out of Super League for so long is devastating for everyone in the community, and I think the Super League community. And to see them back up and relishing and, you know, getting some good players, like we said, good coach, good backing, John. So we're looking forward to it.
You've touched on it a little bit. This London Broncos side in 2026 has a plethora of Super League and former NRL players.
Yes.
What do you make of them? Obviously, a player who you've played against is Regan Campbell-Gillard.
Yeah, 100%. They've recruited really well. And like I said, they're looking forward to what they want in the future. This is their test. This is their proof that they could hopefully, you know, pursue a Super League promotion next year. So they're going to be up for this game, and, you know, we're going to have to match that. You know, we're going down to their grounds, and we're really, like I said, we're really looking forward to it. Like, pre-season's a big slog, but we've got to concentrate on what we do, not what other people do.
Kurt Haggerty has spoken highly of you as a leader and certainly a big player for the Bradford club. But how are you settling in to Oddsall and Tong, and certainly how do you see yourself playing for Bradford?
Yeah, to hear that off the coach is yeah, that's truly a pleasure. I'm just looking forward to, like I said, just playing some games. I know, I've been out of first grade for a little bit, but I know I've still got it, and I know I've shown that in training with the coach, and I'm just looking forward to playing. That's like anyone, but more so for myself, because I have been out for a couple of years. I'm just really excited to get out there and get the physicality back into the body, and just get some game time more than anything. And I'm really looking forward to, you know, as the year goes on, you know, showing my leadership a bit more and more, and helping young boys, helping everyone around the club, helping the club as a whole just get back to where it needs to be.
I guess it's no secret, you've just said there, Ryan, you have had some tough injury setbacks in recent years. How's your body holding up in pre-season 2026?
Honestly, it's holding up really well. I did a lot of work previous to coming over here with the Titans, and I did my own rehab before I went to the Titans, and I've done the work. My injury is probably one of the hardest ones you can do in anyone's career. I did it twice. I've got someone else's tendon in my knee, but at the same time, like I just said, I've done the work, and I'm looking forward to showing everyone that, you know, I'm still here. I'm still wearing ready to go. I've still got a long time in this game left, so that's what I'm looking forward to doing.
You're only 11 weeks into this new Bradford Bulls chapter of your playing career. What excites you about the Bradford Bulls and working under Kurt Haggerty?
I just think it's a ground-up story again. I think the fact that, you know, we've done it tough, we've recruited really well, we've created a lot of new players, and it's our time to show the Super League world, you know, where we are. And I think that's the exciting thing. Like, when I spoke to Kurt on the phone before I signed here, he spoke to me about where he wants to take the club and what he wants to do with it. And, you know, we're not just here to, you know, to be a mere number, we're here to compete week in, week out, and that's what we're going to do. And it's exciting. And that's what I want, not just for us as players, but for the community of Bradford. And, you know, you look at, I've spoken to so many people about the Leeds, Bradford derby, the big games that you want to be in, and we're in that, and it's going to happen in 2 weeks' time.
You've just been in Australia for a number of years.
Yep.
What's their sort of perception of the Bradford Bulls out there? Do they still see Bradford as the all-conquering grand final World Club Challenge
side? Yeah, I didn't even speak to too many people about Bradford. They know a lot about the Wigan Warriors, and but that was just because I used to play there. So obviously it was pretty quick when it happened that I signed for the Bulls. It was very quick that it happened, so I didn't really get a chance to speak to people. But I can guarantee you look at your Mick Potters that was coach over there, your Leslie Vanacolos, your Sam Burgesses. They know Bradford Bulls just from that. So, and it's a cool jersey. I've seen a lot of sales over there with the Bradford jersey, and it's exciting. So, you know, I think rugby league is very popular over there, and I think people get up early in the morning to watch the Bradford Bulls play.
In terms of Bradford, and certainly those part-time players going to full-time, Ryan, how easy or how tough is it going to be acclimatising to the intensity, the physicality of the Super League?
I think we've showed that in our pre-season game, like games and training. We've trained very physically. And it's exciting because them boys, it's a chance for them to show what they can do. And they're excited too. If Kurt didn't think anyone was ready in squad, they won't be here. So, you know, it's exciting. We're going to have a good mix of players, you know, a good mix of ages. And like I said, it's going to be a really good start to the year. And we're looking forward to it. You know, it might not all go our way, but at the end of the day, we're going to, like I said, we're going to compete. And that's the main thing.
Thank you for your time, Ryan. All Cheers. The best for the season ahead.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.